We're going to do the Daf Yud Ches in Pesachim. We're going to start from five lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin and Beis. The Gemara over here just told us that Rabbi Yehuda originally said that Mashkin is metame everything. But then we realized, based on a Shaila, that it really doesn't apply to everything. It's certainly not metame kelim. So now that Rabbi Yehuda has to backtrack, so the Gemara wants to know, once he backtracked from his original statement, which was that it's metame everything, and we realized that that's not true, so now the Gemara wants to know, once he's backtracking, how far back is he going? Yibaylahu. Mikalim Huda Hadarbe, because that's clearly what the Shiloh was, that he no longer holds that Mashkin is Matamik Kalim. So from that, he certainly retracted. But when it comes to whether or not Mashkin has the ability to be Matama other foods, he'll hold like with the existing Shita that we already quoted, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, that say that Mashkin has the ability to make other food Tamei. But or maybe now that he says that, we see that liquid doesn't have the power that he originally thought he had, maybe now he holds like Rav Meir Shita that says that liquid, you know what, doesn't have the ability to be Matama anything. If you have a parah that drank parah aduma water, which normally is parah aduma water makes everything that touches it tummy. So you had a cow that drank it, and then you went and shechted the cow, which has this parah aduma water inside it. So the halacha is, according to the Tanakhama, that the meat itself that touched, that has the mechatos in it, the meat itself is tummy. That's the Tanakhama Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, batel b'meyeho, that once the water goes into its stomach, it becomes batel over there, and it is not going to be metame anything. So, well, that's at least the pashas of the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says like this, but if Rabbi Yehuda's Shita was originally, now remember, this is Rabbi Yehuda talking, if his Shita was that, okay, fine, Kalim, water, Mashkin is not Matamik Kalim anymore. But he still holds like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that when it comes to Oichlin, when it comes to food, the Mashkin is able to be Matame. So then why did Rabbi Yehuda say, am I Bittul B'meyel Lagamri? Why did Rabbi Yehuda, when he says it's Batul, and we understand that to mean that it's Batul Lagamri, that it's not even Matame the Oichlin, why did he say that it's not matama the oichlin? So I understand it's not tumachamura, which means that anybody who touches it is going to be matama yadayim and so on, tumakalami and nitma. But let at least have the level of tuma where it's able to be matama the thing that it touches. That even the liquid itself is not tummy, but the liquid touched its own liquid, as Rashi says, and it's able to be matama the basar. So why isn't it matama at least the basar, according to the understanding that we have right now that it's not matama anything? So the Gemara says, you're right. My bitul b'mayah, not bitul b'mitumah chamura. You're right. When we said that it's batul, we only meant that it no longer has the status of meib chatos, that it doesn't have the tumah chamura anymore. Abul tumah kalah mitamu. So, but anachanami, we agree that it still has the level of tumah where it is able to be matama what it touches, like any other liquid that's tame, and it's a regular standard mashkin that's tame, so you can still hold like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon that say that it is able to be matama oichlin. So if so, that that's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Now remember, the Tanakhama was chalik, and the Tanakhama said that the basar is in fact tame, and Rabbi Yehuda was one who said that it's tame, that it's batal. So if so, mechlal the Tanakhama sabat tumachamura nami matame. So I don't understand. According to the Tanakhama, if Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that it's matama the meat and nothing else, and the Tanakhama is more machmer, that means the Tanakhama holds that it has to have a level one step further than that, which is even more tame. So I don't understand how he fits into the words habasara tame katani. But the Tanakhama shita was that only the meat is tummy, which it turns out to be is the same shita as Rabbi Yehuda now, because Rabbi Yehuda also said just only the meat is tummies. So now the same thing. The Gemara says, you're right, they are saying the same thing. You know why? Kula Rabbi Yehuda, because in fact there is no Tanakhama. The whole Brisa was really Rabbi Yehuda talking from beginning to end. And it's missing a couple of words. And this is how you're supposed to read the Brisa, as if Rabbi Yehuda is talking the whole time, as follows. If a cow drank paraduma water, only the meat is going to be tummy. And when do we say it's tummy? We only mean with regard to regular tumakala, that it's mashkin that's being touching the oichlin, and that's why it's tummy. But anachanami, there no longer is a stronger, the regular type of tumah of mechatos. Why? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, because that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita that says batul b'meyecho, that once it went into the cow's stomach, so it's no longer has the din. You couldn't use it as meipara anymore, mechatos anymore, so it doesn't have the din of mechatos. And therefore, in Chanami, it's not metame anything else, just metame like any other mashkin that is metame oichlin. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. Ravashi Yomer, second teretz of the Oilu, and Batul B'meyeh HaLagamri. And Achanami, like we thought before, that it is Batul Lagamri, that it has no impact whatsoever. And why would that be? Mishum Dehavale Mashke Suruach. Because now that it went through the cow system, it's no longer Mashke that's usable. It's no longer, it's smelly. It's ruined water. So therefore, it doesn't have the Din of Mechatas at all. And therefore, it's not even Metame the Basar itself. So now Rabbi Huda Shita is that it's not Metame at all. And it can be the Tanakama, the Taka holds that it's still Metame the Basar, like any other liquid that's Mashkin, that's Metame Basar. So that's how we explain Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, okay, so it's possible to explain Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon. So now the Gemara wants to explain, what is that Shita? Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon Oimrim. They both say, La'oichlin Tameyin, La'keilim Tahirim. When it comes to liquid that is Tamei, it has enough power in it to be Metame other food, but it is not Metame Kalim. So let's explain why. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Bar Chana teaches us the name of Rabbi Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yosef Shitas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yom. So now he says that Rabbi Yosef is following his Rabbi Shita, Rabbi Akiva, as the Gemara tells us that the Gemara Yavamas teaches us that Rabbi Yosef was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. He follows Rabbi Akiva's drasha. In other words, the Darish Yitma Yitma. So this, in Amud Aleph, now the Gemara is saying that he does follow Rabbi Akiva Shita, which darshens the pasuk of Yitma Yitma. Because the pasuk, it says that Mashkin is Metame, the Gemara quotes, the Tanan, Boy Ba Yoim Darish Rabbi Akiva, on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Rebbe, became the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Akiva darshened the following. So the Gemara doesn't quote the whole pasuk, but the rest of the pasuk continues and says, Mashkin, that, and it's talking about Oichlin, Asha Yishosa, Oichlin is Yitma, and then the pasuk talks about Mashkin. It also says Yitma, says the word Yitma twice, but the main point over here that we're focusing is, for now, is on the word Yitma. So Eina Eimer Tamei, it doesn't use the word Tamei, it doesn't say that the food in the Kli Cheres, this is talking about where the Kli Cheres itself became Tamei from a Sheretz, that the Sheretz didn't touch the food, but rather the Sheretz entered into the airspace of the earthenware, the Kli Cheres. And that's what made the food Tamei. But it doesn't say, again, the Pasuk doesn't actually use the word Tamei, the Pasuk uses the word Yitma. Eina Eimer Tamei, it doesn't say that the food is Tamei, El Yitma. And we darshan Yitma Acherim, that it is, has the power, not only itself is Tamei, that it's able to be Tamei other things. Limit al Kikar Sheni, this teaches us on a loaf of bread, or food for that matter, that is a sheni, because it's being coming tamei from something, from the klicheres. Sha'oisa shlishi b'chulin, that it's able, this is Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that it's able to make a shlishi even by chulin. We'll see later that Rabbi Yosi doesn't necessarily hold of this, but at least the way Rabbi Bar Chana is learning that he does hold of this, that even by chulin, which is very unusual, you can say that the chulin itself can become a shlishi. Oh, now, v'hocha hechidarish. And now, in the second pasuk, now we're talking about liquid. How does he dash? It's really one pasuk after the next. Hechi darsh. It says v'chol mashke shayishase, that it has to be liquid that you're able to drink. It also says v'chol kli yitma, that it became tamei in the kli. And it's again talking about the kli cheres. It also is yitma. And we say again, why does it use the word yitma? Yitma the tamei tumas loichlin. It's tamei enough to be able to be metame other things. And we say it's able to be metame other foods. Now the Gemara wants us. So that's his drasha. But let's explain this. Ata Omer Latame Tomas Oichlin. You say that the drasha is to teach us that it's able to be Matama Oichlin. Oyene Latame Tomas Mashkin. So maybe it really is coming to tell us that it can even Tame other liquids, that the liquid is able to be Matama liquid. So Gemara says, Omer, we say, like Kachoya. No, that's not normal. That's not the way it's going to be. The Gemara is going to explain, but it's not normal for Mashkin to be Matama other Mashkin. The Gemara asks, "My loy kachaya? That's not the way it is. What does that mean?" So Amar Rav Papa loy metzinu tumas sha'isa ki yoytzeba. Because we see in general, this is a statement that we're going to use a lot, that we don't see that one, that a certain type of material is able to be metama its similar type of material. In other words, the mashkin, the liquid, is not able to be metama other liquid, or food for that matter, is not able to be metama other food. And actually, it happens to be that kalim are not able to be metama other kalim also. But the point is, they're not metama, they're equals. They're only metama another, so to speak, another level. So therefore, over here, since this pasuk says that the liquid has to be metama something, and it can't be metama its own liquid, it can't be metama its similar thing, similar feature, so mela has to be metama oichlin. That's one way to get to the drasha. Ravina Amar Migufa Dekro Nami Loi Matzos Amris Yitma Yitma Letame Tumas Mashkin. You can't say that the pasuk means that in the second pasuk that we quoted over here that the mashkin is going to be metame other mashkin. It can't be that that's how to read the regular pshat in the pasuk. Now, as I mentioned to you, it's the beginning, it's one pasuk right after the other, or one half of a pasuk right after the other half. It's because if you're going to say that the end of the pasuk, which is talking about liquid, is there to teach us the tamei tumas mashkin, that it's also teaching us that it's metame tumas mashkin. Now, if you recall, the first half of the pasuk was talking about food, oichlin, was metame mashkin. If you're going to say the second half of the pasuk is also saying that the mashkin is able to be metame mashkin, so yitma dereisha nami, so then the word yitma in the reisha, also the tama tumas mashkin, is also coming to teach us that it's matama liquid, that the food is able to be matama liquid. So then we should really, the pasuk should have put everything, combined everything together to say that that is, that that both of these things, both oichlin and mashkin, are matame mashkin. How would we read the pasuk? It should say, mikol oichl asher yochal, any food that you have, asher yobay olav mayim that became wet, v'chol mashkin, asher yishasa, any liquid, also b'chol b'kli, anything, any one of those that are in a kli, yitma, will become tame. In other words, tame to be able to be matame something else. Trei yitma lomali. Why does the pasuk break it down into two separate categories and say the word yitma twice? Elamai el yitma dereisha letame tumas mashkin. Right, as we said in the beginning, that first half of the pasuk is in fact talking about oichlin to tell us that it is matame mashkin. But since we're saying it second time, the second time is to teach us something else. Yitma de seifa letame tumas oichlin. And so now the seifa is teaching us something else. That liquid is matame oichlin. So just to remember this, making it easy. Oichlin is metame mashkin, and mashkin is metame oichlin. Each one is metame other things, but they're not metame the same thing, and that's why the pasuk has to repeat it twice. Okay, so all the established right now really is that they will have to be metame something else, they're not metame their own thing. So the Gemara wants to know, if you want to try to say that the mashkin is metame something else, why are you saying that it's metame oichlin? Say that it's metame even kelim, even vessels. V'lav kavachoymerhu. So the Gemara says, no, it's a kavachomer. Uma kli shematame mashkin. If a kli that normally is metame mashkin, ain't a metame kli, as we said, a kli is not metame kli. A kli is not metame another kli. Mashkin habom machmas kli. So what is the source of this mashkin becoming tame in the first place? It's only becoming tame because it was in the kli cheres. So, and the kli cheres itself could not be metame the kli. So the mashkin kli, abom machmas kli, so the mashkin itself that came from the kli, which doesn't have enough power to be mekatama the kli, ain't a din shalei tame es hakelim. So certainly the mashkin itself cannot be metame the kelim, because the keli itself didn't have the power to be metame another keli. So the Gemara says, ve'em akilo metame mashkin abom machmas keli. So that's fine, because that's only talking about where the liquid itself became tame through the keli. Abom mashkin abom machmas sheretz, hachanam de metame. So then, but you should say, but if it became tummy directly, let's say the sheretz touched the mashke itself. So now I don't need that concept of it becoming tummy only through the keli. It's becoming tummy on its own right. So if it's tummy by itself, because of the sheretz, it should maybe have the power to be metame or the kelim. So the Gemara answers, mashke nabo machma sheretz miksivi. It doesn't say that anywhere in the pasuk that we're talking about, that it became tummy from the sheretz. The pasuk really says it became tummy. We happen to know that the case was that it became tummy from the keli. But the pasuk really doesn't make a chiluk between whether it became tummy from a keli or became tummy directly from the sheretz. There's no chiluk. So since there's nothing in the pasuk that teaches it to us, it has to have the same halacha. And if you want to say, well, it's a kavachomer, so let's learn out something else like that. Ma mashkin abom machmas keli metame mashkin metamin. So say like this, and the mashkin that became tame through a keli itself has the power to be metame something else. Mashkin abom machmas sheretz like kol shekain. So mashkin that came from a sheretz certainly should have the power to be metame something else. If you want to be mechalik like that, and therefore if it's metame something else, maybe that something else can even be a keli. So Gemara says, that is a very nice drasha. However, dayoi lovay min adin liyos kenidoin. Now this is a rule generally in Shas, that when you have the source from which you are learning halacha, has to be the most powerful source. Meaning that the new limud that you're learning out can't have more halachas than the thing that it's learning from. So if you're learning out that mashkin that comes from a sheretz is tame based on a kal v'chomer, so that can only, but the source that it's learning from is the mashkin that came tame from a kli. The source itself didn't have the power to be metame another keli. So now your new halacha certainly doesn't have the power to learn out that it could be metame keli. That's what daya means. It's enough to learn it out from what the source itself has, the power that the source itself, the halachas that apply to the source itself, to the makar of the halacha, you can't add on extra halachas. Therefore, since the source over here meaning the liquid that became tame from a keli cannot be metame another keli, so therefore even if the liquid became tame directly from a sheretz, it's not going to be able to be metame a keli. Okay, so that's the Gemara's conclusion. Memelo, mashkin is only able to be metama oichlin, it's not able to be metama of the kelim. Now the Gemara wants to go back and darshan. Remember, we had the word yitma twice in the pasuk. Yitma dereisha hechi darsh. How do we not darshan the first word yitma in the pasuk, which was, in the context of oichlin, was able to be oichlin, meaning food that became tame in the kli. So now, and we darshan that it's able to be metame mashkin. So hechi darsh. Darish, we darshan the following. We call it oichl asher yochal. Any food that you have in the keli, asher yovel of mayim,
Yitma, that water, meaning you need the water in order to get a hechsher, that it's able to, susceptible to become tamei. So anything that had water on it, it is able to be matame something else. And we darshan yitma latame es lamashkin. And we say that, okay, fine, so if it's able to be matame something else, the food is now going to be able to be matame other liquids. So the Gemara has the same similar type of question. Ata imel latame es lamashkin. So you say that it's something else. You say that something else is liquid. Oyeinel latame es akeli. Maybe also the food can be matame kalim. So Amr's Kavachomer, we say the same thing. Uma mashke shematame oichel. Eina matame keli. So what did it have the power to do? It had the power to be matame mashkin, that we know. But mashkin itself did not, based on the Gemara we just learned, did not have the power to be matame keli. Oichel she'ein matame oichel. So, and liquid itself had the power to be matame oichel, but not kelim. So oichel, which doesn't even have the power to be matame oichel, and it didn't shalei yitame kelim, so certainly doesn't have the power to be matame kelim. Right? Liquid, it's had the power to be matame oichel, still didn't have enough, I call it power, enough tumah to be matame kelim. So oichel, which does not have enough tumah to be matame oichel, which is, so to speak, like an equal level, certainly doesn't have enough tumah to be matame kelim, which is a level above. So the Gemara says, Hamani Mekayim Yitma. So then, if it can't be Metama Kalim, and we know it also can't be Metama Oichel, because it's never Metama Kiyotzebai. So what is it Metame? Metame es Hamashkin. So it must be that it's coming to teach us that it's Metame other liquids. Shehem Alulin Lekabel Tumo, because liquid is something that anyway easily becomes Tame. So now, 1 second. Based on what we just said, my ear mashkin mishum da lulun lekabel tuma. Why do we have to say because it's a chumer by liquid that therefore it's able to be metama the liquid? Typically mishum da lekam idachrina. Based on the drasha we just had a moment ago, which was that there was nothing else by process of elimination, it couldn't be metama oichel because that's equal. It can't be metama kalim because even mashkin is not metama kalim. So the only thing left for it to be metama is liquid. So why do we have to give a reason why liquid is able to be mekabel tuma? Say because it simply has no other thing to be metama. It has to be metama something. So the Gemara says, you're right, Hachi Gamar, this is what we meant to say. And if you want to say, maybe I have an extra reason why Oichel could be Metame something else, the Metame Mashkin, because it even has the power to be Metame Mashkin, which by the way, Mashkin does not have the power to do. Oh, so we see Oichel is more Tame. Nitzmai Lekli, so maybe now that we see it has extra power, extra Tumah, maybe it's in fact even able to be Metame another Keli. So I'll tell you, the reason why we're left with saying that if it's going to be Metame anything, it's going to be Metame Mashkin, is because Mishum de Mashkin alul lekabel tumo. Because liquid itself has an extra, so to speak, susceptibility to becoming Tame. So therefore, that's why if the Oichlin has to be Metame something, even if the Oichlin is more Tame, but if anything is going to be Metame, it's going to be Metame the Mashkin, because the Mashkin is easily susceptible to tumo. Umahi alul lason. So what makes Mashkin more susceptible to becoming Tame? The Gemara answers, because normally other things like a keli and food, in order for them to be able to become tummy, they first have to be hechsher, they have to be prepared and be susceptible for tumah. Whereas liquid, in other words, they have to become wet at some point. But liquid is liquid, so it doesn't have anything to be, on its first shot, as soon as it exists, it's able to be mekabel tumah. So it's more susceptible to become tummy. So yitma. So therefore, that's why the liquid is able to become tame, because it's always susceptible, doesn't need any preparation in order for it to become tame. Whereas kalim and oichlin need something else first in order for them to be mekabel tumah, and that's why they're not included. No, the kalim has to be, finished. Right, it has to be gemara kli. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, yitma de ein oisuki yitzba. One of the things that we took on as a premise was that each factor, each thing, meaning liquid and each mass, could not be matama its similar type of item, its similar type of element. So you're telling me, you learned it out of this pasuk, that it's because it says metame yitma, that it's metame something else. No, mehosan nafka, we really learned it out of a different pasuk. It says v'chiyutan mayim al zera, that when liquid falls on a plant, v'nafo minev losam, and then afterwards became, no, this is by the way the source for a hechsher, that first it had to get wet, and then a nevela falls on it, alav tamehu, it becomes tame. So we see that it, and we dash in, it's only because it itself is tame, meaning because the food itself, the oichel, became tame, but it's not able to be metame. It itself is tame, it's not able to be metame something else. So we see that
we see that it's able to be that liquid, because it was metame the food, is able to be metame food, but it's not able to be metame other liquids. Oh, so this is the source that it's not metame ki yotzeboi. So Gemara says, you're right. However, chad b'mashkan abo machmas sheretz, v'chad b'mashkan abo machmas keli. And Achanami, we need two psukim, because they actually teach us two different rushes. One is talking about how the liquid itself became tummy. One is talking about liquid that became tummy from a keli, and one is talking about that it became tummy directly from the sheretz. And therefore, that's why we need two psukim. Our pasuk that we've been dealing with, Yitma pasuk, is talking about keli, and this pasuk, Venevelosim, is talking about that the liquid became tummy from a nevela, which means the sheretz, that it became tummy directly from the source. And that's why we have two psukim. V'tzrichem, we need both psukim. De'i ashme'ina b'mashkan abo machmas keli, because if I only knew the pasuk that was talking about a keli, mishum de'lechamiri, because it's a secondhand tumma, so it's not exactly so strong, and that's why it's not able to metame something else. Abba mashkin abba machmas sheretz, but maybe when liquid it became tame through a sheretz, through something else, the chamiri, which is much more strict, has much more chumors, emo oisei tumo ki yetzibon, maybe enachanami, that type of liquid can even be metame other liquid. So that's why we need the second pasuk to tell us, no, that it's not metame other liquid, it's only metame oichlin, it's only metame other things. Okay, so that explains why we need the pasuk of sheretz, even though we have the pasuk of kalim. But the Gemara doesn't answer. Why don't you say it the other way around? Say that even a liquid that became tame directly from the sheretz is not able to be tame other things. So if we have the source that tells us that even when it's major tuma, it's not able to be tame itself. Certainly, when it's a lesser tuma, where it only became tame from the kli, certainly it's not able to be tame itself. So why did the pasuk have to say that second drasha also? The Gemara answers. You see this sometimes in Shas. Milsa da'asi b'kavachomer is something that we could have learned out of a kavachomer. We could have figured out on our own. Tarech v'kasuv lo'akra. The pasuk wrote it anyway to be clear about it and define so that we don't get into any confusion. Okay. So that is the drasha of Yitma. So now, as you pointed out, Rabbi Bahana said that this is going like Rabbi Yossi is following the Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Ravina said to Ravashi, Vaha Omer Rava. But Rava himself said, Loi Rabbi Yossi Sabalaka Rabbi Akiva, Vloi Rabbi Akiva Sabalaka Rabbi Yossi. They really don't hold of each other. This is all assuming that Rabbi Yossi's whole drasha, that it's able to be Matama, the Oichlin is Matama Mashkin, and Mashkin is Matama Oichlin, is based on Rabbi Akiva's drasha of Yitma. Yitma meaning that whatever is tummy became tummy from the Keli is able to be Matama something else. However, Rava made a statement that Rabbi Yossi really does not hold of Rabbi Akiva's drasha. Because one of the problems with Rabbi Akiva's drasha, I shouldn't say problems, but one of the things that comes out from Rabbi Akiva's drasha, which is going to be the problem for Rabbi Yossi, is that this is that you even have a shlishi by chulin, right? Because what are we talking about? The keli became tamei from the sheretz, that's a rishon. The food inside the keli became tamei from the keli is a sheni. And we're saying that Yitma says that it's able to be metame something else, which, and Alpipashas, we're talking about chulin also, and it's able to be metame even a shlishi. So that's a major chiddush, that chulin, normally we don't see that chulin is able to be metame a shlishi. So Rabbi Yossi can't hold of that drasha because, as we're about to see in a moment, that would mess up, that wouldn't fit with the way Rabbi Yossi comes to his conclusion of what the halacha is by truma and kachim. But the point is that neither Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold of Rabbi Yossi. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, so he says, Amalei, so he answered, Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabba Amro, and Anachanami, he said, he was explaining Rabbi Kiva, his Rabbi Shita, v'lei lo spiro lei, but Anachanami, he doesn't hold of it. In other words, the drasha that we just learned is Rabbi Yossi talking, but it's Rabbi Yossi explaining Shitas Rabbi Akiva. But in fact, with the way Rabbi Yossi comes to his conclusion of what's tummy and what's not tummy is not really following Rabbi Akiva's drasha. He has his own source, his own drashas. So Amalei Ravashi the Rav Kahana. So he says, okay, Ravashi is now going to explain what Rabbi Yossi's Shita is. Bishlami Rabbi Yossi, Lo Sabalok Rabbi Akiva. I can understand, and I understand, based on the drashas, that clearly Rabbi Yossi does not hold of his Rabbi Shita, because as we're about to explain, the drashas won't work. But the Gemara's question, which we'll see next week in Mitzvah Shem, is I still don't understand why Rabbi Kiva can't hold the Rabbi Yossi's drasha. And we'll explain that in a moment. We'll explain that next in the next Gemara. But first, let's explain how we know that Rabbi Yossi clearly does not hold the Rabbi Akiva. How do we know? There's the Tanya. Because we have a brisa from Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Minayin revi b'kodesh hu pasul. How do we know that kachim, when it becomes tamei, it becomes a revi, and by the way, and it becomes pasul. So we always explain, whenever the Gemara uses the word pasul versus tamei, the word tamei in this context means that it's so tamei that it's able, it has enough tumma that it's able to be metame something else. Whereas the word pasul usually means that it itself becomes pasul, becomes tamei, but it does not have the power to be metame something else. It's a lesser level of tumma. It itself becomes tamei. So Rabbi Yossi say that Revi, by Kachim, when it becomes a Revi, is only possible. It only has a level itself that it becomes Tahami. So how do we know this? Vidinu, because we learn out of a drasha. Umma Mechusar Kippurim. Now, Mechusar Kippurim is somebody who has really gotten his, is not Tahami anymore, but he hasn't yet brought his carbon. So he's only, so to speak, hasn't finished his kapara, and therefore he has a slight level of Tumah. And the halacha is Shemutah B'Truma, that after he goes to the mikvah, he's allowed to eat Truma by Harav Shemesh. Meiser he can eat right away. Truma you can eat by Harav Shemesh. And Kachem, he's still Osir. But the halacha is, Mechusar Kippurim Shemuta B'Truma, he's allowed to touch Truma. If he touches it, in other words, he doesn't make a Tamei. Possible B'Kodesh, but still, if this same Mechusar Kippurim would touch Kachem, he would make it possible. He would make it that level of Tumah. So we see there's a distinction between Truma and Kachem. And we darshan Shlishi Shepossel B'Truma. Now, a regular Shlishi, something that is Tamei with the halacha of a Shlishi, that is, the halacha is that posel b'truma, meaning that by truma is only posel, it's only that level of tumah. And then she asks her revi b'kodesh. So too, just like mechusar kippurim, kachem is one step, so to speak, above, is more susceptible to tumah than truma. So just like truma in itself, when it touches tumah, it becomes a shlishi. So revi should become, it should even have the ability to make, she asks her revi b'kodesh. It should be able to make kachem a revi. Which, by the way, also is only possible. And in any event, but the point is that that same, that if Kachem, so to speak, became a Shlishi, it could even make a Ravi. How do we know this? Because we see that, now this is going to be the problem where it can't shtim, it can't fit with Rabbi Akiva's drasha, because he makes a different drasha. Because we know that Kachem also becomes a Shlishi, that shlishi meaning that it's able to be metama something else, the revi mikal v'choymer, and we learn out that it's a revi from a kal v'choymer. Where do we see this? And then I'll explain why this is not Rabbi Akiva. We see this because it's a shlishi min ha-Torah d'chsev v'habasar ha-shayigah, b'chol tamei, that any meat, and this is talking about kachim, any meat that becomes tamei is able to be metama, it's able to become tamei, and you're not allowed to eat it. Now tamei is talking about that it's able to be make something else tamei. So it says, miloy askinah d'naka b'sheni, touched a sheni, meaning, and now it becomes a shlishi, and a shlishi is able to be matana something else, and we learn out revi mekal v'chomer kadamar, and we learn out the kal v'chomer from a revi, that if we already know that it's a shlishi in the kal v'chomer, mechusar kippurim, that kachem has to be one step above, that's fine, so the kachem is going to become a revi also. Now here's the reason why it can't be Rabbi Akiva. Now remember, we darshan according to Rabbi Akiva that we're talking about eating by chulin, it can make a shlishi. And here, Rabbi Yossi's drasha is to tell us that by kachim it becomes a shlishi. Now if you held of Rabbi Akiva's drasha that chulin was already a shlishi, then the way this pasuk, then Rabbi Yossi's drasha would have to sound like that it's making kachim into a revi, and the kal v'chomer would make a chamishi. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. V'sakadayta Rabbi Akiva, if he held like Rabbi Akiva's drasha that the pasuk is talking about even by regular chulin, and a regular chulin is already a shlishi, nisni nami revi b'truma. So then, if the chulin is a shlishi, then the truma would become a revi. And if the truma is a revi, then based on the kal v'chomer, kachem would be one step further, v'chamishi b'kodesh. And the kachem would even become a chamishi. And by the fact that Rabbi Yossi stops at revi, is a raya that Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Rabbi Akiva's drasha that the pasuk of Yitma was telling us that there's a shlishi even by chulin. It has to be that pasuk, and we'll have to see how he darshans that pasuk. But he darshans that pasuk is only talking about a sheni by chulin, which means that the chiddush is that truma becomes a shlishi, and based on this drasha of the kal v'chomer, so that allows you to make the kal v'chomer that kachem becomes a revi. And therefore, by the fact that he stops at a chamishi based on his own drasha, he cannot use Rabbi Akiva's drasha, because according to Rabbi Akiva's drasha, everything would be bumped up, the truma would be the revi, and the kachem would be a chamishi. Next week, Mirza Hashem, we'll discuss how we know that Rabbi Akiva does not hold of Rabbi Yossi Shito.